Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BQ Tech is brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. He's on Twitter at Pete Futek. He is college football news, and here he is. Hi, Pete. How are you?
Wait. Let's get this straight. One, are you complaining, certainly as a man of a certain age like you are, Mr. Bernstein, are you complaining about the shower scene in Stripes?
No, I forgot about it. And my son was very young when I showed him the movie, and I had just completely forgot about it.
My parents took myself and my sister to Airplane in the movie theater when I was like 7th or what, 1977, 78-ish, during the scene where they say, does anyone know how to fly a plane? And the woman jumps across the screen with my first exposure ever to boobs of any type. Floyd Mayweather on his best day could not have ducked faster than I did when my mom's hand came whipping across to try covering my eyes at that moment. That was something that will always stay with me forever. It's a key moment in life.
Yeah, it wasn't the first one though, because he'd already seen Slapshot.
So. I had not seen Slapshot. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it were the first one, you know, maybe I kind of understand. But it's more than that though. It just, if you go back and just trust me, it's more than you think it is, and more gratuitous than you think it is. I'm no prude. It just kind of caught me by surprise. That was my point.
I can imagine. Yes, my kids would never ever see anything involving kissing, much less anything else with me. I completely get it.
Let's get to this overwhelming college football slate here on Saturday. We'll get to the Notre Dame and Syracuse game in a minute. But Pete, why? Are the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats 1-point dogs at Minnesota? What, does nobody get
They're
there yet? Why the
awful.
Hell?
Awful. They're bad. Look, it's a great story. The fan in me is so happy. It's so good for Pat, you know, this program. And I'm a huge fan whenever I don't want to say the little guy, but the non-blue blood has a big year. Whether it's Northwestern in this case, look at, you know, Pitt in Virginia are battling it out for the Coastal. Utah is the one team in the Pac-12 South that's never been to the Pac-12 title game, and it's right there. Washington State's having a good year. But then there's the professional side of me, which is thinking Northwestern is in the Big Ten Championship. It's kind of like Loyola going to the Final Four. It's a great, cute story. But that just means hell's coming to breakfast in a big game at some point down the road. That's just going to be really, really ugly. So, after Purdue lost to Minnesota, I was waiting for Northwestern to lose because it was very possible and theoretically probable that Northwestern could have gone, if they lost into Illinois, could have gone 5-7 and won the Big Ten West. It's just that how bad the Big Ten West is this year.
Let's talk about Purdue for a second, because there was one report a couple of days ago that Jeff Brohm's going to be announced as Louisville's head coach. What does it say about where the Purdue program is and the kind of coach that may be a good fit there and what's reasonable for them? Where can they find somebody like a David Cutcliffe at Duke, for somebody who is really good at what he does, can sustain a certain level of quality, and isn't using it as a stepping stone?
Yeah, and I don't know how long. It's kind of ironic that Louisville was all freaked out about keeping Bobby Petrino, and oh, he's going to, you know, pull a Larry Brown. He's going to bolt at the next possible opportunity, and that's going to be Jeff Brohm. I mean, and if you're Brohm, I don't know why you're doing this. I know you grew up in Louisville, and I know that that's your program, and that's your dream and everything. I USC might come calling. You know, I think the NFL is there on the table for him. He's a young guy. I don't see him as being a lifer in a program like that. And that's, you know, to your point, Purdue had that with Joe Tiller.
Right.
You know, you had the right guy who just fit, and he just liked it there, and it was just his program. It's a hard place, though. It's just it's a hard program to coach because you can't recruit anybody there. And Tiller was all too upfront about that, and he was always kind of laughing, like, "Yeah, if I could just get a 4 or 5 star to know where Purdue is, much less, you know, sign on." It's just it's a tough program compared to some of these other places. So you need one of those guys who's, like you said, Cutcliffe is a perfect example. A little bit older, you know, established, has a great, one of those coachy coaches that is respected by everyone else in the business. Because if you're going with the young, hot coach route, like you kind of said, you're going to lose in 3 to 4 years if you're having any success whatsoever.
Pete, where is the Big Ten on this spectrum? On the one side, you've got actually just not very good. And on the other side, colossal disappointment.
Compared to the rest of college football, it's not bad. Because the last couple of years, it's been arguably the best conference in college football, especially with the SEC East down. This year, SEC has kicked it back in. But look at the ACC, for example. Clemson's awesome. Miami, Virginia Tech. I mean, Florida State is not going to go bowling for the first time in, I want to say, 35 years. Virginia Tech's probably not going to go bowling for the first time in something like 20 years. Miami isn't bowl eligible yet. That conference is horrible. The Pac-12 is bad. USC is miserable. There's a reason for that, because most of the some of those key programs in the Pac-12 South, Arizona and UCLA, are going through coaching transitions in their first year, so it's a little bit forgivable. But Washington's not great. Stanford's not great in the North. The Pac-12's bad. The Big 12, there's just no. It's a lot of fun, but there's no defense. So if you're looking at the Big Ten this year, it's fine. Ohio State's still right there. It's still, you know, in the college football playoff mix, even if they're underwhelming. Penn State's pretty good. They're still in the mix for a New Year's Six game. Michigan's obviously been great. Michigan State's kind of who we thought they were. And then you've got a couple of surprises, like, you know, Purdue, again, they're playing relatively well. Nebraska's turning into okay in the transition year. Minnesota's right there for a chance to go bowling. So it's not great, especially because Wisconsin is a massive, massive clunker. But compared to everyone else, it's not too bad.
Every once in a while, I like to take your temperature on what's going on or not at Illinois. The Lovie Smith buyout of $12 million obviously prevents them from doing something now. But maybe after next year, when it drops to $4 million, there have been concerns about his dedication to putting in the work. Apparently there is also rumors that he just doesn't really like being in Champaign all that much, or maybe his wife doesn't enjoy the lifestyle there.
Stunning.
And they don't spend a lot of time there, perhaps. What's really happening in the maturation of his Illinois career, and where is it headed?
It's if they had any success, it would be a whole different ballgame, where all of a sudden you kind of like places like Champaign better if you're starting to win and you're putting something together. And that's where that game against Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, it's like, wait a minute, that's kind of how it could and should work, where you're, in theory, if you've got Lovie Smith as your head coach, your defense is supposed to be a whole lot better. And if you have a quirk with your running game, for example, and you're tearing off big dashes and you're looking like, you know, 2013 Auburn, like they did in that game, that's where if you're an Illini fan, you can say, that's kind of how I can envision this kind of working. It's just not happening. So they went through this massive youth movement 2 years ago, and it didn't really kick in this year, and they're still young. So next year is when you've got this mature team. Let's see what happens under Lovie at that point. But another thing, like you kind of said, we always forget in these whole coaching situations that a lot of these college towns just aren't big, and it's not conducive to wives who just don't like living there, most famous of which being Shelley Meyer, who just didn't like living in Gainesville. You have this a lot of times with some of these coaches who just don't like living in those towns, which makes some of these jobs in the bigger cities a little more desirable.
So Notre Dame is the home team in New York playing Syracuse at Yankee Stadium, and as ridiculous as all that is, Notre Dame's still a 10-point favorite. There's not a trouble here for the Irish, is there?
I think there's a lot of trouble, and it's a big number, the 10 with them. It's with Ian Book back and Dexter Williams, who's been fantastic since he came in off his 4-game suspension. Their backfield is the real deal. They just have to keep up in a shootout because Syracuse is a veteran team. Remember, Syracuse had the puck on their stick with a chance to beat Clemson and they lost. They had a fourth down stop they couldn't get. It was a 27-23 loss at Clemson. Ever since then, the Tigers have gone on this tear. They're good. The Orange are good. I mean, they are. They've got an aggressive defense that's great at getting in the backfield. Their offense goes 1,000 miles an hour. Eric Dungy's been around for about 15 years at quarterback. So they've got the right makeup and the right kind of team where I still think Notre Dame could lose either this game or at USC. I'm kind of hoping for it because I know they're going to get rocked if they get to the college football playoff. But, yeah, there's a lot of danger here. This is a good Syracuse team.
Ooh, that could be more fun to watch than I thought.
And if you pay,
it'll be fun. It'll a lot of scoring. It'll be a high scoring up and down shootout of a game.
You know, I love points. I mean, let's put them on the board and let's watch it all afternoon.
West Virginia, then the next 2 weeks, watch West Virginia games because they are going to, especially if they get Oklahoma twice with next week in the Big 12 championship, they are going to put up about 1,000 points over the next 3 weeks of games that they're playing.
Pete, ever since Wisconsin lost to BYU, I've been putting out a Will Greer T-shirt to watch college football every Saturday. So you don't have to tell me to watch West Virginia. Everybody else should, though. They're great appointment television.
Jack Cohn making Alex Hornibrook look like Aaron Rodgers now. It's a weird situation there with the Badgers that you have to talk about your biggest disappointments. The secondary actually hasn't been that bad this year. The defense hasn't been awful. You still have one of the top three offensive lines in the country. Jonathan Taylor is probably winning the Doak Walker Award, and yet they can't put it together. It is a strange, strange season that they're just not any good this year.
I long for Tyler Donovan.
Oh, God. No, you don't.
I don't. I didn't say that.
Pete, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Later, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.